Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Love was in the air at the Hilton in Burlington recently. It might be a little different from what you're imagining right now. The attraction was between Vermont food producers and food retailers. Here to tell us about the Vermont Food Matchmaker event is Sally Pollack, who writes for the Save a Vore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, it's great to have you back again.
Yes, nice to be here.
Before listeners' imaginations get overheated, what was this event all about?
So the hookups at the Hilton were about trying to peddle kale chips and chocolate sauce and yogurt and mustard greens and maple syrup made in Vermont. So, times have changed when that's what's happening. When speed dating is down to farmers selling to retailers.
And what kind of retailers were there?
So this event pairs or attempts to pair food producers and farmers with retailers, grocery stores, food co-ops, schools, larger grocery chains, and all the food producers and farmers are Vermont-made, grown people, and the buyers are regional, mostly from Vermont, but a little farther flung. And it's really neat. They pair. There's 3 minutes. They pair people. They pair food producers with buyers, and they have 3 minutes to sort of sell their wares.
So you mentioned like there are large buyers, large retail chains. Who would have been there?
Costco was there this year for the first time. This year, this event has been going on for 7 years, and there were 4 Costco tables. Also, Price Chopper was there. But then there were smaller, Healthy Living was there, and CVU was there, and Champlain Valley Union High School. And there were food co-ops there. And so it really ranged.
It's very interesting. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing speed dating at the Vermont Food Matchmaker event. Okay, do hookups really happen here, Sally?
I saw a lot of sort of possibles, and then it was very exciting. I was at a table where spying, as reporters do, but sanctioned spying, and it was Billings Farm, which is a working dairy farm and museum in Woodstock, and a little food mart and cafe in Queechy called Jake's Queechy Market. And there was the manager of Jake's and the farm manager of Billings, and the farm is now making cheddar cheese. And he was telling James Kerrigan, who works at Jake's Queechy Market, about the cheese. And within 3 minutes, James goes, "Want to do it?" So I was more excited than they were. I kind of people really actually make deals here. And so then it became this business lingo. What are the terms? 30 days. Delivery won't be a problem. We drive by every day. So, yes, Jake's, probably as we speak, is now selling Billings Farm cheddar cheese.
Now, those are two entities that are fairly close together. Did you see other things like that
happening?
Yeah,
it was pretty interesting. I saw also two people who know each other, the executive chef at Okemo, a man named Scott Emerson, and Sean Buchanan, who is president of Black River Produce and Meats. And they had this prearranged 10 minutes. Vermont Fresh Network they say they need an algorithm to do it, figures out who needs to meet who based on priorities, needs, what people want. Anyway, they matched Okemo and Black River. And as Sean Buchanan said, the president of Black River, we're 15 miles apart. It might as well be 1,000 miles. What this event does is give us a time and a place, and here we are together. And they were talking about Scott Emerson said he needs to sort of get his chefs out. They want to get his chefs out into the field, show them the farms, the slaughterhouse, what's available, what the products are. And Sean Buchanan also said that, Vermont products are tested by the consumer. If people don't like them, they don't buy them. And by and large, they're products that people do want and do eat. And but the market's small, he said. There's only about 600,000 people. And so it's really important and valuable to have bigger stores, bigger retail outlets there to expand the market.
Well, one that you mentioned and I'm a little surprised by was Costco. So what the heck were they doing at this
So time? They were, not what you'd expect, maybe. I don't know what I expected, but they were as kind of laid back and helpful as, you know, the Upper Valley Food Co-op. And so this, well, I watched one sort of interaction. It was a man named Michael Adams who makes mustard. And the Costco rep was talking about how to get Vermont products into Costco. And she said they really try to accommodate Vermont products because consumers are loyal to Vermont, and that means something to Costco. And so she talked about the sort of requirements, what the steps are. And one thing Costco wants is a food safety audit. So there are certain, you know, obviously requirements they need. But they do try to make room on their shelves. At least, she said, trying to match what's efficient for the food seller with what's good value for Costco. And a funny thing was he offered her a jar of mustard to take. And then he said, oh, no, you can't because you flew here. And she said, no, it'll be fine. We came on a private plane. So she wanted horseradish mustard. She was envisioning leaving to make a turkey sandwich with roasted red peppers and Vermont horseradish mustard.
Ooh, that sounds pretty darn great. This was the seventh such event. Does anyone have kind of a long, strong track record at these events?
Yeah, there's a farmer and a chef in East Montpelier named Joe Bewley who has a farm called Screaming Ridge Farm, and he's been to all seven, and he said he gets a couple of accounts, deals at each one. He said it's really worthwhile, and this year thinks he's close to making a deal with Costco, actually. And he said he was so impressed. He said he really thinks they care about the vendor, their relationship with the vendor, and they are interested. So he has a farm, a vegetable farm, and a kitchen in Montpelier where he called the kitchen at Screamin' Ridge, where he makes food from his produce and other farmers' produce as well, soups and pestos and salsas. And he said Costco was really open to letting him choose what product he wants to sell and when. And he hopes to do it sort of seasonally, make soups in the fall and salsa and sauce and stuff in summer.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.